Coach, I know you don't have anybody in the championship match, which in itself is disappointing, but so much good that came out of today. What are you most proud of from what you saw from your five guys?
I'm proud of how, you know, our last three that we had in the medal matches, they ended their day on a positive note. They ended their day on a win, and Bryce Gibbler ended his senior year with a huge win and a third-place medal.
I was so impressed by that match that Caleb had for third place. Was a great match. And the thing that you notice from watching this sport is the heavier the guys, the more that gravity comes into it. And he got his guy flipped. And once he got him flipped, and it was very, very quick, he got the pin. That happened in the blink of an eye.
It did. It was really quick. We wrestled him last year here, and the match was pretty similar. But Caleb did a really good job on top, controlling him, getting wrist, and turning him to his back.
Tell you what, Caleb, too, he gets third. He was in that conversation all day long and winning the whole thing. I mean, his semifinal match was just, he went for it, and he ended up, you know, losing 2 points, really frustrated at the end of the day, but he was one of the best wrestlers out there at 220.
He really was, you know, and he's so disappointed in himself, and I told him, you know, it means a lot to be able to bounce back from a loss in overtime where you just make one small error and bounce back and get a win not more than probably 50 minutes after that.
I know it's different because it's one day instead of three and we're not in Columbia, but they did a really good job. And the first thing you said when I saw you this morning, this is a pretty cool arena. This is a good atmosphere for wrestling.
It really is, you know, and it's moved so quickly throughout the day. It seemed like there's just less downtime, and I know it was hard to get to talk to you because it seemed like I was always coaching with a wrestler, and I'm just really impressed how it's been ran.
As far as, you know, the guys coming back and the message, there's guys who had really good seasons who weren't here today. Just for the guys, when you get them in the room, whether or not it's November or whether it's the off season, what's the next step for the program? Is it, it's just to get more than five here, because I think you got the capability of doing that next year, do you not?
We do. You know, there for a while we were in fifth place, maybe even fourth place. We need those guys down here. You can't get a team plaque with your five guys that you brought, and we need to just keep building and learn how to win those really close, tough matches.
I know there's a couple of GRC guys that are going to be in the championship match tonight, notably Rodel Speary. And I said in doing my report earlier, he comes in 31-0. And if you're unbeaten, you've had a great season. What makes Rodel such a great wrestler?
He's got a motor on him, and he's been wrestling for a long time. So I've watched him at the state tournament for the last 4 years, and he's just a solid kid with good fundamental technique and a lot of strength.
Your program has as much tradition as anybody in this state, Coach, and I feel like maybe for the first time in 10, 15 years, you guys are really, really close to getting back where Trenton Wrestling was in the 90s.
We are, you know, and that's been the goal all along, and I really think within the next couple of years, we're going to be in contention of achieving that goal.
What does it say about your guys that I think every last one of them, they hit some disappointment throughout the day, but they all had bounce back ability? That is not easy to do. What does it say about your guys that they're able to do that?
Well, it's just a lot of heart. And at this stage of the game, it's a lot of mental preparation and being able to bounce back. And, you know, our two guys who went out on the bubble match, you know, Coleman Griffin gave it everything he had. Overtime, lost. That match could have went either way.
Absolutely. Congrats, Coach.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the coverage, Tom.